Part 23, Chapter 7. Johnny lanced northwest in the Mark 32 battle plane. The alert had come just over half an hour ago. Glen Cannon was in trouble. It was day 78, only 14 days before Turl had scheduled himself to fire. He had not begun his panel on the last discs Johnny had had. There had been a delay. And now this. Glen Cannon was under attack en route. The visitors, 400 miles above Earth, had increased. There were 18 of them now. Half-Captain Roger Dieter Snowell had come back, and with him he had brought 4 heavy war vessels. One of them at least, if not more, was a plane carrier. It was probably from this that the attack on Glen Cannon had been launched. Johnny had no communicator with him. He had simply been outside when the alert came. Stormalong and 2 other pilots had scrambled, and Johnny had simply grabbed an air mask and a plane. All the communication in the air right now was in Pali. Both Glen Cannon and Stormalong had communicators with them and were using them. Thus, Johnny could not tell what was happening. The sing-song of the Buddhists never showed excitement, even in combat. So their voice tones told him nothing. He was gaining altitude and widening his view screens. He had Stormalong and the other 2 ships just ahead of him. He had not yet picked up Glen Cannon. Johnny threw a scanner upward. 3 of their visitors were way up there, not as clear in this bright daylight as they would be on scanners at night, due to daytime ultraviolet in the air. Was that the Volcor-class vessel? The other 2 with it were larger, more bulky. Yes, that was the Volcor-class. Diamond-shaped bridge. Half-Captain Roger Dieter Snowell himself. The 3 weren't coming down. Apparently it took a lot of solar accumulation to do that, and they tended to reserve themselves. The other 2 must be plane carriers. Yes, from one of them came a new launch. 6 needle-like craft were coming down, like arrows. Clearly, using Cyclo, Johnny said,
6 new Hornets from above!
That would warn Stormalong. There was Glen Cannon, streaking along at about 100,000 feet, flat out, heading for the mine site. Where was his escort? He should have an escort. No sign of them. 4 needles were shooting along behind Glen Cannon. Occasionally, a long-range flash of fire laced out from them. There went Stormalong.